Hi, I'm Susan Claremont, columnist of the Hamilton Spectator. This is my column from April the 5th. Murder trials are mostly undramatic. They politely plod along, thick with legal arguments, meticulous questioning, and best behaviors. But for 92 minutes Monday, an old school defense lawyer unleashed a torrent of attacks unlike any the jury has seen at the Tim Bosma murder trial. Thomas Dungy's grilling of Crown witness Shane Schlattman brought more drama than any courtroom exchange since the trial began 9 weeks ago. In the process, the jury hears for the first time that police were investigating stolen vehicles in the Millard Air hangar. Schlattman, the Millard Air mechanic, did nothing when told the mysterious black truck that suddenly appeared belonged to Tim, the missing Ancaster man. And Schlattman lied to police. And Dungy seems to catch Schlattman in another lie right there on the witness stand. By the end of it, Dungy and Schlattman are heated as it becomes clear Schlattman could have called police about Tim's truck at a time when a massive search for him was ongoing. "Maybe I didn't do everything exactly the way I should have," Schlattman says. "You didn't do anything," bellows Dungy. On May 6, 2013, Tim, 32, took two men for a test drive of his truck and never returned home to his wife and little girl. Della Millard, 30, who inherited Millard Air, and Mark Smitch, 28, are on trial for his first-degree murder. The Crown theory is they shot Tim in his truck and burned his body. Dungy, a lawyer for 40 years, is defending Smitch. A colorful character in the courtroom, Dungy speaks seldom and is blunt. Often he has nothing for Crown witnesses, but when he does, his cross-examination is short and sharp. One or two hard-hitting questions is all he needs to make his point. Last Thursday, when it was his turn to cross-examine Schlattman, Dungy elicited groans from the court when he told Justice Andrew Goodman he was tired and asked if he could begin Monday instead. On Monday, Dungy gets to his feet and wastes no time setting the tone. "Millard is your friend," he suggests to Schlattman, "and you want to protect him because you had a posh job tinkering with hobby vehicles." Dungy calls Millard a spoiled boy who wrecked his Jeep 15 miles into a 500-mile race in Baja and destroyed a $60,000 excavator driving it into a swamp. Schlattman concedes Dell was a fast and reckless driver, which Dungy says is indicative of Millard's approach to life. Through Dungy's prodding, Schlattman admits his boss has a temper that can flare if anyone challenges him. So Schlattman always does as told. "He controls you all the time?" asks Dungy. "Yes," answers Schlattman. A used Bobcat shows up at the hangar, and Millard orders Schlattman to remove its GPS tracking device. "Are you sort of closing your eyes here where this equipment comes from?" asks Dungy. Same with a Harley Davidson and trailer, a wood chipper and cement mixer. Schlattman says police told him they were investigating some of those items as stolen. May 8th, Tim's truck is in the hangar. Schlattman says Millard told him he bought it. May 9th, Schlattman says his father-in-law, who was doing a co-op at the hangar, told him he'd reported the truck's VIN number to Crime Stoppers, which confirmed it was Tim's. "Why didn't you do your duty and call police?" Dungy demands loudly. "Dell was my friend, and I believed him," says Schlattman. "Everything was a blur." Dungy counters. "Your loyalty is so great, to hell with Bosma. Whatever Dell wants, Dell gets." In a statement to police after Millard's arrest, Schlattman lies about the whereabouts of a red truck. He admits his lie only after police threatened to charge him. Dungy builds to a crescendo as he elicits from Schlattman repeated assurances he never talked to Millard about the black truck until after police came by on Friday, May 10th. But when Dungey presents him with text messages that suggest otherwise, he again recants. I might have talked to him Thursday night, Schlappman admits. With that damage done, Dungey has no further questions.